Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big win over Washington is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning, man.
It is a good morning. How do you like me now, huh? Can you believe it?
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a good win.
Who says a 14 times over billionaire can't have it all, huh? Maybe I deserve that $14 billion after all, because I GM'd us to a hell of a victory.
Well, it was a good win, yeah.
34 points. 34 points.
Yeah.
Now, if you would ask me right after the game started what the significance of the number 34 would be, I'd have said that's the number of times they're going to have to hit me with the paddles to revive me when this whole thing's over. But look what happened. That's how many points we scored yesterday.
How about
that?
And
I did it, George.
I'm responsible.
Yeah, I opened the checkbook up. I paid Dak his $250 million to sit on the sidelines. I paid CD his $100-some-odd million contract. I paid Cooper Rush his $15 an hour. I did this. All right? Maybe I am going to get us another Super Bowl ring.
Well, okay, if we blame you for the losses, I guess we've got to give you credit for the wins.
You've got to give me credit for the wins. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And I think before it's all said and done, I'm going to find out that the only thing that $14 billion can't buy you is a wife's forgiveness. But that's a different matter. Let's get back to football.
Okay.
It was quite a reversal of fortune because last week, as you guys know, I was so close to drinking myself into a Whitney Houston bathtub coma.
Oh my gosh.
But this week, I feel like I'm going to do a Bobby Brown and outlive everyone I've ever known. I mean, that the end of that game was so intense. I mean, that was it was crazier than an orgy not breaking out at an Arkansas family reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how wild
Jerry.
It was. I mean, that was excitement. Didn't you think it was exciting?
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah.
And can I point out something here?
Okay.
That Northwest Stadium,
uh-huh,
where the Red Commanders play, mm-hmm, first of all, it has a real deserted shopping mall feel to it. I don't know what it is about it, but and it smells a little like one of Jerry Jr.'s used Tuggies, but I do like the fact that it doesn't have a single curtain hanging anywhere in it. See,
just the way
Jesus intended.
You have to love that.
NFL to be played.
No windows there.
No windows there. I do love it, Craig. I do.
Well, are you starting to think like, hey, maybe the season has turned now?
Of course I do. And it's because of three words. Kayvonte.
That's one word name.
Mean the world to me.
That's his first name.
I love him. I mean, I think my two most valuable players have to be Kayvonte and that whoever that kicker is for the Commanders. They're both my favorite players.
Yeah, he had a tough day.
And I love it. Absolutely love it. Deep in my prostrate that Dan Quinn's just got served.
Yeah, you did serve him.
I did, and that will teach him to abandon our team for more inexperienced clergymen.
What do you mean, more inexperienced clergymen?
Greener pastures, right?
That's pasture. It's like a cow goes out to pasture, not pastor.
Okay, I had it wrong.
Yeah,
right.
You had that one wrong.
Move on. Yeah, Dan, he doesn't look like a hard-nosed, gritty football man when they show him. With those little nerdy glasses and that backward ball cap, he looks like some aging, try-hard IT guy who's here to tell me why I can't log on to my Wi-Fi. And hey, before the game, I have to confess, I didn't believe. I didn't think we were going to win.
No. How
I
could
thought
you?
They was going to kill us, and I was going to borrow whatever painkillers and muscle relaxers Pam Oliver been gulping down.
All right.
Yeah, she sounded a little out of it.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there. But
he's.
And I want to give credit to Michael Parsons. I do like him.
Micah?
He was doing more quarterback chasing and less podcasting this week. I hope that's more of a trend. I mean, I'm feeling good. I mean, I've been spending all my – this morning I rewarded myself. I was pleasuring myself to videotape gate agent depositions.
Oh, my gosh.
Pleasuring yourself,
Jerry,
to that.
What the heck?
Hey, let's just feel good. This is a miracle win.
Miracle.
It's a miracle win, right? And we're going to celebrate it. We're going to enjoy it. And as a happy holiday gift to everyone on my team, I'm not going to threaten anyone's job for the entire week. So happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Go Cowboys.
Okay, we'll see ya. There goes Jerry.